Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will clearly spin the category wheel.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Fired Up over there.
Hey, look at this weather.
I know.
Thursday afternoon.
Sun's out, the wheel's early. It's one of those things we know. Wintertime, got to wait like 35 seconds.
Yeah, I'm down.
Here we are, man. Sun's out. That wheel is spinning, bitches. And we will spin that wheel. Then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here is where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy is the lovely and talented Cody, who thought anteaters were cannibalistic uncles.
No.
And found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant, play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home and tell us, away we go. Sorry. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,332. What a large and in charge program we have for you.
Yes,
I don't know if it's going to be a guarantee for you.
It'll be a future.
Somebody in here is high.
I just want to say this.
That's true.
I want to commend Taryn Daly from refraining from using your name, Miles, in that story.
You're trying to kill me over our musical taste? Yeah, we'll find out about that on our next Sit and Spin. Big program for you today. The head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You have, for people's summer travels out there, you got to stop, you got to get gas, you got to get some snacks along the way. The best gas station snacks for your summer travels.
Yeah, correct. And I like the list. It's like, shocking. They're not healthy. It's like, well, it's a gas station snack.
How choosy do you think anyone has ever been stopping at a gas station, right, on a road trip and saying, where are your vegan offerings?
Correct.
That's never happened.
I also think, too, when you're on a road trip, like last year I had to drive to Portland a bunch, right?
Yeah.
I like Sprite. Sometimes on the weekend I have Sprite. You will rarely see me drink a regular just Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Some reason, though, if I got to drive 3 hours, stopping and getting a Coke.
It's travel. Travel does that to everybody.
Yeah.
It does.
You're in a plane, you order different crap.
Yeah, I don't drink gin and tonics. Yeah. If I'm on a plane,
I might get a glass.
Usually a Jack and Coke, but like, you know what? I'll have a gin and tonic.
I might have a glass of wine on a train, just because it seems like it should be done.
Yeah, you pop in that gas station. Sure. There's some new M&M. Grab it.
I'm going to buy the Red Mountain Dew. Why not?
Yeah, what are you going to buy? One of those little pre-made salads and a hard-boiled egg? Probably not. I'm sure some of you do. Good for you.
On a road trip, you're traveling alone. Well, you buy a boiled egg to eat at a gas station. Yeah. I'm saying you're driving alone.
Here's the problem. We are so far away from everybody out here. And, you know, you can hit the road. It's a long way to another big city.
Sure.
You know, with the exception of Vancouver, with the exception of Portland. Once you get past Portland, man, good luck. It's going to take you a while to get from San Francisco. You would think that those would be the areas that would have some of the best convenience stores, but because people drive so much on the East Coast, there are so many good gas station convenience stores. Even the ones
that's competitive.
They're mom and pops. They've got to up their game
mm-hmm.
to compete with the Sheetz, the Wawas, the Royal Buc-ee's. Farms of the world.
Yep,
all those guys, man, they have. You could go in there and eat a meal. I mean, you can go in there and get fried chicken.
You can go in there and get a pizza.
I mean, have you guys been to a Buc-ee's yet?
I have not been to Buc-ee's.
I swear to God, their brisket sandwich.
See, they have brisket.
It's unbelievable. But,
yes.
I'm not going to do a commercial for Buc-ee's, but they have a beef jerky bar.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own seasonings.
A beef jerky bar.
Yeah, like I went over there and tried different jerkies and then got chicken jerky. I don't even know what's real.
You contend that one of the best quesadillas you've had in a while was at a gas station up in, Bellingham or where?
It was a little bit south of Bellingham. Man, I can't remember. I do know that a lot of our listeners figured it out for me and texted mm-hmm. it in. And, we're coming back from Vancouver. We had to get gas. And I'm like, hey, man, I got to get something to eat.
Yeah.
And when I walk in, they got their little kitchen in the back. And I'm like, I'm going to get a breakfast quesadilla. That's what it said. And my son was like, you've got to be kidding me. Right?
I should separate Buc-ee's, though, because that's a truck stop.
Truck stop. Truck stops are different.
There's a truck stop by Terran. It's got a damn Arby's in it.
Damn. I love Arby's. Okay. But yeah, man, the best quesadilla I have ever eaten came out of a gas station.
Fried chicken.
This is gas station. So I'm thinking this is more of like, you're right. This is just a random gas station. You're on the trip. You got to get something.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, $2. Hot dogs that don't have Band-Aids on them, only one.
Well, if they have a little chain in there, like a Rally's or something where they're doing a specialty thing.
That's a good sign.
They got fried chicken.
The extra mile stores, right?
Right.
Tootsies.
That famous story that I have about bringing fried chicken, it was at a gas station. That's where I went.
That's
potato logs, hot rolls.
You're getting a mouth hug.
Fried chicken.
Discreetly you eating can also get gas station salad. Fried chicken over red.
Macaroni salad, potato salad. It was all there for you. At 2 o'clock in the morning, that place rocked.
I will say, it is hard. Years ago, I was going up to Hershey Park, right? And I had a buddy out here, and I texted him. I was like, getting subs, one of my favorite places. And I told him what it was, and he just must have Googled it. He goes, that's a gas station, dude. I was like, you're not from the East Coast. You don't understand.
Yeah,
you
don't care, exactly. Man. Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, on the way at 4:30. And today is the day we play the game Notice Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy, brand new Big Dummy. That would be Cody.
Cody, yeah, just last week.
Cody, 10 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little poll. Are you getting texts in about something?
Somebody here just says, Ted is not lying. Bucky's is freaking awesome. Their jerky station is a case like 12 feet long. They sell it by the pound. That's from Sven.
It's the truth. I flew some back. So sadly.
They're trying to keep people out of their public bathrooms, apparently.
Yeah, sadly, I've not been to a giant Bucky's, but I did go to the original one. It's in between Houston and Austin.
All right.
So it wasn't as impressive, but they still had the jerky, and I flew it all the way back here.
From the jerky bar.
Is it a certain brand? Is it their brand, or is it just the fact that they
Bucky's?
So they do their own jerky.
They do everything. Jerky. And then my favorite part, and this is how you know if you're a real Bucky's fan, is when they open a new.
In case you're questioning yourself,
when they open a new brisket on the board, and they all and like if I yelled that, then everybody there would go brisket on the board. So you know there's fresh brisket.
Wait. If you said that as a customer,
no. When the guy, whoever's at the chopping station.
So then what? You go over and get a sandwich.
Sandwiches are pre-made. Don't take my joy. I just love it. I'm like, oh, God damn, there's a new brisket.
We're not trying to steal your joy, man. We just want to know so now there's a new brisket.
So what can I go over?
You're not getting a sandwich. So what are you doing?
Yeah, can I get a burger in or what?
They have the sandwiches ready. You know, Miles says, I don't know if they sell. I think it's just the sandwich. Right. Jesus.
But wait. So they yell new brisket. You're excited there's a
brisket
new
brisket.
Brisket on the board. Now what, though? Can you just get brisket?
Do you just walk up and get it now, fresh?
I've only ever gotten the sandwich. I don't know if you could ask for just...
So you're just excited to hear that there's a fresh brisket, but you're not going to partake in it. This is my understanding.
Yes.
It's the announcement.
Threesome!
Right. Oh, not you, dude. No, it's cool.
You're not invited now.
No, but it's great.
We got a threesome hat right over here, though.
You're thrilled when I say it out loud, it sounds ridiculous.
Well, so I was waiting for you to finish. Like, hey, they yell this, and I thought,
do you get a sample or something?
Like, nah, man, it's
everybody gets a taste or something.
I just like hearing it. I don't even know if the brisket's good. I just love hearing about it.
Look, it's Bucky's. They're very nice. I'm sure they'd break you off a little piece if you asked.
All right.
Hey, Ted said you'd break me off a piece.
We've never done that in the history of this corporation, sir.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Ted said it was okay.
Point is, and he's a gas station snacks, 4:30.
All right. Yes. Today,
I learned about a jerky bar. I've never heard of that.
Play Big W would like to do a little poll. Speaking of, last time we asked you to do something on mushrooms. And here were your options.
Okay? Go to a jerky bar. Yeah.
Do something. Anything.
Do something. Anything on mushrooms. God. Something other than just sit there and stare at crap. So your first option, we tried to come up with some entertaining scenarios that you could be in. The first one was to be in an escape room. You guys have done an escape room. I never have.
Yeah.
It's fun, man.
It's about an hour.
They set an hour time limit. You have 1 hour to figure your way out of there.
Okay.
And then every 15 minutes, they kill one of your friends.
This would be my living hell, but to be on mushrooms, go to a bar doing karaoke, then actually get up and do karaoke. Family.
I'm telling you, that could be done. I've seen a lot of my friends do it.
Okay. Family reunion is also an option, depending on your family, depending on...
That's what I picked.
Really?
I got some funny cousins, man.
Well, I get it, dude, but I got stoned one Christmas. I didn't tell anyone. Just rolled over to my parents. It was horrible. Like, Christmas itself was great, but just my situation being there, specifically with my family, I'm like, never
again. See, the thing with the family reunion is you're just going to end up playing with the kids. So if they're playing wiffle ball, like, you are immersed now.
You want to play wiffle ball with children on mushrooms.
No, on the family reunion, I know for a fact that I'll be gravitating more to the person with the frisbee. Or the person throwing, you know, like, I'm going to do some activities with the youngsters. I'm not going to hang over there with my aunt and have a deep conversation.
I think I'd rather hang with my aunt, man.
Nah, not me, man.
Kids are too unpredictable.
I'm playing frisbee golf or whatever they got going on with this thing. And paintball, that was your favorite or final option. Also your favorite. That won 32% of the vote. But As far as the poll was concerned, it was pretty close. 28% said karaoke, mm-hmm. so that came in second. Third was the escape room at 26. Family reunion, obviously, last. 15% of you said,
okay.
I'm on mushrooms. That's what I want to do.
So, by the way, somebody here says, playing chess on mushrooms is a freaking riot.
I bet you're probably thinking about a lot of the moves and strategies you never thought of before.
I don't know if I feel like doing that.
I mean, as far as looking forward to different moves.
Sure, sure.
What your competition's going to do. So we talked about this at the beginning of the show yesterday. And it was basically a country star, Jason Aldean. He was asked about encores, whether he does them, what he thinks about them. And he says, I am not big into this at all. I hate when artists kind of bait the crowd into that. It's like, oh, I'm going to play one more. And guess what? Yes, it is my biggest song. So he went on to say, like I always say, like, Les, I'm going to play you everything I've got. When it's over, it's over. That's it. I'm not going to go off stage for 5 minutes, wait for you guys to clap for me and cheer and you know, egg me on to come back out. So how does he end his shows? He says, hey, I'm going to play you the big song, then we're leaving the stage. It's done. It's like if you go to the Eagles and they end the show before they played Hotel California, you know damn well they're going to come back out and play it. The encore. So basically he was just saying, look, man.
Just play your music.
The magic trick has been done. Right. Everyone knows you're going to come back out. There's no way Neil Diamond is not going to do Sweet Caroline.
I didn't know you wanted to hear it, everybody.
You definitely know when some guys are just going back for a pee break, for some cocaine.
Sure.
Drink a little bit of beer. But for the most part.
Maybe a Gatorade.
You know the movie. Depending on how old they are. Yeah.
Would you be okay if they came out and just played the same hit over?
I would be.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Let's say you went to see AC/DC.
All right.
They don't do encores. And what do they end with? Probably Back in Black or something?
Something like that, maybe.
So then you cheer and they come back out and go, all right. And they just played Back in Black again. Would you still be happy?
No.
No. Also, Ted, you don't know the number of songs. So some bands will come out and do a 3-song encore. Mm-hmm. It's 20 more minutes of the show. Some will just come out and do their big song and they'll be done.
But if they have a huge song and they have not played any encore, you still know it's the last song. So you're going to play 3 songs.
Sometimes they'll finish the night with some piece of crap, though. And they'll keep, like, you know, something that matters at that point in time.
Right.
From a societal standpoint. Or, you know, this one's like our favorite slow song.
I hate when bands say, hey everybody, we're going to slow it down. Because my guy translator says, go get a beer.
You know who does that? Who comes out with just a turd at the end? Like in a slow way sometimes. You're just
you don't even have to write it down.
Why did you finish?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you come back out and do that?
Some of the greatest shows I've seen and some of those boring shows I've seen is that.
Exactly. Bad, yeah. And you're like, why do you do this? Mike. Why are you killing me with this?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. So I prefer the band.
As somebody that goes to see jam bands, too, that play for like 2 or 3 nights in a row, whatever the band is.
Yeah.
Go on the last night.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
It's usually a little more up-tempo and stuff.
Ah, okay.
Trying to say that without S-ing on.
So you're saying like Dave Matthews. He's got 3 days at the Gorge for Labor Day. He's been doing it for years. You want to go on that Sunday night?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I feel
like if you're going to, like, I mean, I skip them as I'm an old man. But, like, if you're going to go see, like, Fish and they play 3 days, sometimes on Saturday night they'll get a little experimental in the second half of their set.
Okay.
Sunday's usually going to be more of a party.
All right, we're learning.
Thank you, Ted. I learned about Bucky's jam bands.
And jerky.
I was going to say jerky bars.
Jerky bars. Okay.
So it's a thing.
So in honor of Jason Aldean, and I like this, just the fact that he does not do it on.
Right, just play the show.
All right. But we all agreed on something yesterday.
Ooh, you know what would be cool, though? Imagine you're watching NFL football, right? It's midway through the third quarter. Both teams just walk off.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cheer, you keep cheering, they're going to come back and finish the game. Yeah, we're going to do the encore. Yep. We're going to go. It's like, well, yeah, that's why we're here. So I do like his position on that. You want to hear my music? Here it is.
Right. Oh, they don't play encores in small towns anyhow.
Is that a lyric?
Well,
he got very famous for that. Try that in a small town.
Okay.
It's
a Jason Aldean joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
I got him.
I'm glad somebody knows him.
He's working on a book.
So we determined there's two types of people in this world, and those are the people.
The ugly ones.
So my father-in-law, Sam, he is a till the end of anything guy.
Okay.
All right? So even if you go. So last time I was with Sam, we went to a museum in Chicago. All right? We could not leave until we went to every single exhibit at this museum. We had to at least
walk
through.
Was that the big one, the business and industry or something like that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Had to go through the U-boat. That cost extra. Did everything. It was a fascinating museum. But he is like your daughter. He's got to go through every single... He doesn't read everything.
She reads everything.
But he's got to see it all.
Everything.
They got a really cool railroad track in there, by the way. I was mesmerized. They have a replica of Seattle.
Thank Sam for that.
Of the Seattle in that museum. And it's, I swear to God, our building that we work in. It's that accurate. It's in that train plate thing, whatever it is.
I want to look through one of the windows, and they have little miniatures of us in there. We go, all right.
Yeah, well, thumbs up.
Okay.
So he stays at the end of everything. Yeah. Every Apple Cup we went to, even if it was a blowout, no horse in the race for either one of us, but he stays for the mayor. You name it. If we went to any event, whether it was in Baltimore, whether it's here, you stay to the end. That's how he rules.
And for people on Twitter, just real quick, because I knew this was going to happen. We agree. It depends on the events for a lot of people. But today, you just got to make a choice.
Right. And this so is what are you
gonna
your choice for
yeah, yeah. What are you going to do with the event? So whether that is a concert. We know this is something that depends on all of the aspects of everything. Is the game close? Have you seen the band before?
What is the traffic?
How hard did you pay for the ticket?
How hard is it to get out of the parking lot? Is this a Tuesday night show and I got to be at work on Wednesday morning? Is this a Friday night? All these things factor in. We understand that. But at the event, you are number one, either going to leave early and beat traffic. Age also plays, I feel like, a factor in this.
It plays a huge factor.
So leave early and beat traffic, or stay to the very end.
The bitter end.
That's the poll.
Your team's losing 48-0.
That's the poll.
It's raining out.
Yeah. If you go to the Indy 500, I don't think you're walking out, because you know what you're getting into.
Sure.
You're getting into 500 laps. NASCAR people, I don't believe, leave early.
No, and a lot of those races come down to the end.
Right.
Like the last 10 laps.
Yeah. And the environment's a lot different.
Of it, right. It's same end with like F1, right? Like when I went, it was obvious that Max was going to win, but like you still want to stay. Also, they're only like 90 minutes.
When you go to a golf tournament, basically what you do is you follow your favorite players for their 18. And then for the most part, you go, do I want to hang around for the rest of these guys to come in? No. You go to the bar, you leave, you go get dinner someplace. Unless you're hardcore and you stay at the end or whatever the deal is, you leave those events.
I think in this case, I'm going to stay until the end. It's not always my favorite pick, and sometimes it sucks, and traffic's going to be a nightmare. But I think in the end, I'd rather say, man, I stood out in cold, awful weather and watched my team just get put. It wasn't fun, nothing.
Right.
Or I would rather have that risk than I left halfway through the third quarter and missed the greatest comeback.
Yeah.
Think about the Super Bowl, right? The Super Bowl with the Patriots and the Falcons, all right? Mm-hmm. So at halftime, if that had not been the Super Bowl, Patriots fans would have left.
Sure.
Right? But because it's the Super Bowl, they stayed until the bitter end, and as a result of that, it was the most historic second-half comeback ever, right? First Super Bowl to go to overtime. But, like, if that had been played in Boston, there's no way they stayed. So that's why I don't want to run that risk like. I stayed through it, and either it was great, it wasn't worth it, or maybe it sucked. Who knows? But I didn't miss anything.
Here's my trick. I've been doing this with my kids for years. We try to go to a fireworks night with the Mariners at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Those are awesome.
They're great. I make it a point to say, especially now that they're adults, a couple times we've gone as they're now adults, it's like, look, here's what we're doing. We're going down to Pioneer Square. We're probably going to end up at Slugger's or someplace like that. We're going to drink some beer. We are strolling in about the third or the fourth inning, okay? We're going to get as much cheap alcohol in us as possible. Instead of sitting in the stadium, I will pay for many beers in there. But they also cut them off, and then you got to stay for the fireworks.
What about when they were underage? Like, I can't that move with
my
kid.
Same formula for me, but I would take them to a restaurant. And so we would go get dinner.
Your
someplace.
Point is, I'm going to drink.
I'm going to have some beers first.
Right.
We don't need to be there at the beginning of the game because we're staying late no matter what.
I will also say on the end of staying after, though, the last time I have seen Miles personally in a bar past midnight together was after Rolling Stones, because everybody stayed till the end and you just couldn't get out.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, we can't leave.
We're drinking.
Yeah.
It's like 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, this is going to be terrible.
That was a rough. Yeah.
Big W's coming up 206-803 Rock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Okay, this is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola, Dummy.
Big Hola.
Hola. Matt, you got team sober or team not sober?
Team sober.
Okay. All right, Matt. Our men's room poll. At the event, do you leave early, beat traffic, or stay till the end?
Usually leave early to beat traffic.
Okay. How old are you, Matt?
51.
That is the proper answer.
Yes.
That's why I asked. At what age did you start doing that?
Probably mid-30s.
I'm right there with you. I'm just saying.
There's like, a line. Everyone's got their own line.
Yeah. Well, like my 20s, 30s, I'm like, oh, we're staying till the end. Mm-hmm. Now I start, you know, looking at the watch like, yeah, baby, you want to, you just want to go, man. It's all good. All right, Matt. Yep. Here is your question. Explorer Ferdinand Magellan was from what country?
I think he was from Spain.
See, I did too.
Portugal? Portugal. If it's not Spain,
well,
it's Portugal.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty close.
Well, I know they're close. I'm just saying I always think Spain, and I'm always wrong. So.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong like Matt here. Yeah. All right, Matt. Here is your question. Okay, so Bill, we know to be the nickname for William. Pepe is a nickname for which? Juan, Jose, Eduardo, or Francisco? So if you hear the name Pepe, that's actually a nickname for either.
Let's go with Francisco.
Eduardo.
Jose.
Jose.
And the only reason I know this is my buddy from Mexico was here a few weeks ago. So, all right, Ted. out of Juan Eduardo or Francisco Ponch, as in Poncherella from Chips.
Yeah.
What would that make his first name?
John. His name was John Poncherella.
Supposed to be Francisco, sir.
Oh, David.
Ponch,
oh.
Believe it or not, that is the nickname for Francisco. Hmm. So he's explaining. If you meet a Ponch, call him Francisco. He'll be shocked that you know. I was like,
no
huh.
kidding.
Right, he had a bunch of them. I can't remember all. Yeah, Pepe, that was Jose. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, dude, they're not like cartoon characters, man. He's like, they're actually, those are the nicknames for these names. I was like, huh? It's pretty damn cool.
Well, Pepe, to me, was just ruined because everybody using that frog.
Pepe. The frog? I'm thinking Pepe Le Pew.
No, it's like this Pepe the Frog, and he was big on, like, it started as, like, a joke.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it got on, like, 4chan and turned into kind of like a racist frog.
yeah. Yeah, a racist frog. how times have changed. All right, Matt, here is your question. What is Grogu's more popular nickname on The Mandalorian?
Wouldn't even have a clue. I don't watch it.
You ever heard of
Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Gotcha.
Baby Yoda. All right, your question. What international event is celebrated every April 22nd?
Oh, my nephew's birthday.
Yeah, other than Ted's nephew's birthday.
Other than CJ's birthday.
What other international event is celebrated every April 22nd?
If you knew that was, if you knew that, I'm going to punch you a beer.
International.
Come on, man.
You're not going to get the day off.
We all love this.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
All of us love this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most of us do. Almost no matter where you are on this planet, people will be like, yeah, I do
it's
like
it. It's not Easter, is it?
It's not Easter.
Earth Day.
Yeah. And no matter where you go, people are like, nah, dude, it's cool.
Question number five.
Even the worst place on Earth is better than being stuck in space.
Ask the astronauts. All right, your question. Who was the lead singer of Blondie?
Ooh.
Still is.
Debbie Harry.
There you go.
Also known as Harry Debbie.
Very good.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Do you think that was her name or a description?
Debbie Harry.
Lead singer Blondie, Debbie Harry. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Richard, are you sober or not sober? Richard, our men's room poll. You are at the event. Are you going to leave early and beat traffic, or are you going to stay until the end?
Stay until the end.
All right, good for you.
Stay until the bitter end. I dig it. All right, Richard, here's your question. Alexander the Great was the leader of which empire?
Let's see. No, that's not. The Roman Empire. No, that's not right.
I'll let you guess again.
I don't know.
That is the correct answer. I don't know if it's not the Roman Empire. You guys have any idea?
Was he Egyptian?
Nope.
Trojan?
Macedonian.
What's the other big one?
There was the Ottoman Empire, Ottoman. The Roman
that's
Empire.
That's like Turkey, right?
Yeah, Turkish area. Yeah. Always had to have their feet up. All right. Laziest army you've ever seen, man.
All right. We're just relaxing.
We're just chilling, man. I got my feet on an ottoman.
We'll get to the war, man.
We'll get there. Chill. All right. Your question.
We'll get to the war.
We'll do it.
That is historically accurate,
yeah,
Kings.
Yeah, man.
If I feed the horses?
Just wait till the next quarter, all right?
All right, your question.
I left the war early. It was boring.
Left early. Beat traffic.
Crack a beer.
Put my feet up.
Halftime's over.
All right, your question. Damascus is the capital of what country?
Damascus.
Damascus?
Damascus.
Argentina.
A little bit further east.
You know.
Saudi Arabia.
Nope. That's Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Riyadh, come on, Ted. We're in the Middle East. Yes.
It's not Iran.
Turkey?
Iran.
Not Iran. Not Turkey.
Is it Iraq?
No. Come on, guys.
That's Baghdad.
Yeah. But Tehran is Iran. Damascus is the capital of Syria.
Syria.
Damn you.
Damn you, sir.
Damn you, sir.
With Damn you, Marius. Oh, my God. All right, your question. What was the first Roman Catholic to be elected a U.S. president?
Oh, come on.
First.
Oh, yes. Okay. Jesus, Mike. Took me a second.
A lot of people were not happy about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea. No clue.
Because right. Because the church was going to run the country.
Yeah, the Pope secretly was going to run the country, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I mean, I know it, but my family idolizes him.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's a very, very well idolized political
family. And his nephew.
That's how I got my name. Couldn't say his Oz.
The Ted Smith.
The Ted Smiths.
Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
Name of president.
I'm Edward, a Roman Catholic.
Because Ted Kennedy's actual name is Edward. I go to church every Sunday. My cousin's friend ended up at one of the Kennedy funerals and got a hug by Oprah. Because he was... Like the
that's the most random.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Get a hug from Oprah.
Time out. Okay, hold on.
Great moments everything
in
right.
history.
So who?
There was a time when a Smith member went to the funeral of a Kennedy, Smith. Hugged Oprah Winfrey.
You got to understand.
Was he in a bubble?
On Cape Cod, everybody, especially in the summertime, just wears khaki shorts and a golf shirt.
All right.
That helps if the brand's known. So this kid is sitting at a traffic light. It's a funeral procession. He messes up and hops in it. Before he knows it, he's going into the Kennedy compound. Well, they're going to have this ceremony. He's there. It's sad. The person next to him turns to hug him, and it's Oprah.
So he thought it was supposed to be.
No!
You get a hug. You get a hug.
This is a Smith.
No. It's one of their friends.
Oh, my God.
So you got a hug by Oprah.
All right, Richard, question number four.
Odd flex.
And that's what I said, well, he wasn't in a suit. And they're like, it's Cape Cod. It was the summer. Like, he's in khaki shorts. Like, nobody questioned him.
Was everyone else in a suit?
No. That's what I'm saying. The cape in the summertime.
Yeah, I know, but at a funeral, it still just
doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
You aren't kidding, man.
You go to Mass in the summertime in Cape Cod. I heard a priest once go, and I'm going to keep it at 20 minutes. It's a nice beach day.
God can wait.
Yeah, those are the good Catholics. They speed up the Mass and increase the drinking.
The good ones.
Just pray out there on the beach.
Right.
In the name of the Holy Spirit. Make a sand angel. All right, Richard. Here is your question. What plant is rum made from? What plant is rum made from?
Rum, okay.
Rum made from. Rum made from.
What? Now, can you repeat that?
What plant is rum made from?
I've looked this up, too.
Roma. No, I know Roma tomatoes. But that's not it. Tomato plant?
No, rum, R-U-M, the drink.
Yeah, like a
rum and Coke. Like a rum and Coke.
Captain Morgan.
I don't know.
Guess an alcoholic liquor.
Sugarcane.
Sugarcane. Question five.
Question number five for you. What country's space travelers are known as taikonauts?
Taikonauts?
Taikonauts.
Taikonauts?
Taikonauts. We won't tell anyone who did that. Those are cosmonauts.
Japan.
Japan.
That was my second guess.
This would have been not so good.
Whoever's holding you hostage, Richard, tell them to take the rag out of your mouth.
It'd be very polite kidnapper. Mm-hmm. Okay, do me one favor.
If you can hear me, take the rag out of his mouth while he's playing the game.
And thank you for listening to our program, even though you were kidnappers.
All right, question six, Richard.
Question number six, what is the capital of Maryland?
Capital of Maryland.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's the home of the U.S. Naval Academy.
Correct. And when people talk about the Naval Academy, they say the name of this town all the time. In fact, there was a movie about the Naval Academy that was just named for this town.
And Ted's cousin accidentally directed it after getting hugged by Oprah and a talent scout saw him and said, this kid has a future.
Maryland, capital of Maryland. Annapolis.
Annapolis.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did he say? Indianapolis.
Annapolis.
Close enough.
I heard a couple people a few months ago did it to me, and I was like, what the F are you saying?
What is it?
Annapolis? If you don't know, it's Annapolis.
Annapolis.
I think he had somebody feeding him answers.
Game is Big W, 206-803-ROCK. Annapolis, goddammit!
Stupid.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Tell him Annapolis we want 50 grand.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Sean, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Dude, I am finally not sober. After playing this game for years, I'm always...
Okay, well, congratulations. Goal achieved. Yeah. All right, our men's room poll. You are at the event. Sean, are you going to leave early, beat traffic, or stay till the end?
You got to stay till the end.
All right. Yeah, man. How old are you, Sean?
50.
All right. Not sober, 50 and staying. I like it.
The trooper.
Trooper Sean, here's your question. In the 1990s cartoon Adventures of the Gummy Bears, where do the gummy bears live? Do they live in Gummy Gorge, Gummy Glen, Gummy Cave, or Gummy Island?
You had to say Gummy Cave, didn't you?
Oh. You made it worse.
They live in that gummy cave. That's where I'm going. I think they live in Gummy Cave.
Gummy Island.
Say Gummy Island now.
Come on, give me that Gummy Cave.
They live in Gummy Glen.
Okay.
Which I'm going to start calling Glen when I see them. Hey.
Hey, Gummy Glen.
Damn. The Gummy Cave.
Gummy Cave.
Go to the school district straight.
I mean, they're bears. So they sleep in caves.
She hid it in a gummy cave. But that's an official police report. According to the evidence you wrote down, it was hidden in a gummy cave.
Yeah. No, man, it's in her gummy cave. Jagger.
TSA is going to start saying that. We got to do an x-ray of your gummy cage, fam.
Man, we have to check the gummy cave.
If we're just going to believe you're smuggling drugs, we need an x-ray of your gummy cave.
We need a female officer over here to check a gummy cave.
All right, your question. What is the other name for Star Wars Emperor Palpatine? Darth what? Brooks.
Sidious?
That's the one.
Got it.
Darth.
Nice job, John. Darth Brooks. Very good. Team and done. Davis, Big Dummy, 206-803 Rise.
There's a big old black
cowboy. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Give in to the hype.
Hola. Cody, are you sober or not sober?
Let it flow through.
I'm sober.
All right, Cody. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Cody, our men's room poll. You are at the event. Are you going to leave early and beat traffic or stay to the end?
Always stay till the end. You don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. All right, Cody.
I got friends in low planets.
I'm going to be a star one day. All right, Cody, here's your question. The Suez Canal separates which two continents?
Suez Canal separates...
the front from the back.
Perineum?
Yes. No.
It's South America and... Asia?
No, Africa and Asia. The Atlantic Ocean
separates. I was about to say, there's a lot that separates America and Asia.
Hey, but a guess is a guess.
Right? Thank you for guessing.
All right, your question. Ungulate animals have what on their feet? Ungulate. Flip-flops.
Right.
Suction cups?
What was that?
Suction cups?
Webs?
Hooves.
Hooves, okay.
Oh. Yeah. What kind of animal has suction cups on its feet?
Octopi.
Frogs.
Oh, yeah.
Good call. Geckos.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Do they actually have suction cups?
They have the ability to. But isn't it some kind of weird hairs or something?
Right.
If I remember right.
They just have, you know.
Just call them suction cups. Too much brain power to explain the hair, man.
Yeah, suction cups.
All right, your question. What was the first Japanese car produced in the United States? The Accord
Camry, Civic, or Corolla?
What was the second one?
The second one was Camry. So Accord, Camry, Civic, or Corolla.
So it's either Honda or Toyota.
Hence a Japanese car produced in the United States.
I'm going to guess Camry.
I'll go Accord.
It was the Accord.
Fine automobile.
All right, Cody, question four.
Question number four, another multiple choice question. Squid, shark, clam, or octopus? What kind of marine animal is an argonaut?
What were the options again?
A squid, a shark, a clam, or an octopus? Remember Jason and the Argonauts? Toronto Argonauts.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to remember their logo.
Clam?
That's what I thought.
Squid, the octopus.
Mm, it is.
Argonauts. Yeah.
I don't remember the explanation for it. So there's two definitions for argonaut. One, an octopus is an argonaut. The other, as it applies to humans, like you're a big adventurer. Go on an epic journey.
Okay.
All right. Your question. What author wrote The Deep, Orca, and Jaws?
I know who directed the movie of Jaws. I just can't think of the author.
God, and I read one of his books.
They never mentioned a book from him without mentioning his name.
The Deep sucked.
Maybe it was The Deep I read. It wasn't as good.
It wasn't good.
What was that one even about? Like, Orca explained itself.
It was not known.
Correct.
It was the unknown that was killing people. From The Deep.
The original title was The Deep Gummy Cave.
Gotta get down deep in there. Come on.
The Deep Peter Benchley.
The Deep Gummy Cave. Yeah.
How about we just drop Gummy Cave and stick with The Deep?
All right.
Here's a question. What is Crocodile Dundee's first name?
Crocodile Dundee's first name.
Is it also a slang term for an Irish person?
Yes, it is. I was trying to think of how to phrase that.
Yeah, man.
You got it. Yeah.
I was going to go with Paul.
A member of Motley Crue had this name.
A member of Rolling Stones has this name.
It's an Irish slur.
Then sticking with the Irish slur.
Come on, Cody.
How you doing, Cody?
Is Cody there?
Cody.
Cody's gone.
Cody's gone.
Okay. How long has Cody been gone?
Probably for a while.
Oh, God.
More Big Dummy coming Mick. Up. 206.
We were looking for Mick.
803 Rock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.